The New York Philharmonic. From Avery Fisher Hall in New York City's Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts, this is Martin Bookspan, speaking to you by delayed broadcast and welcoming you to another concert by the New York Philharmonic. The broadcast is made possible by a grant from Exxon Corporation. Today's program will be under the direction of guest conductor Klaus Tennstedt, principal conductor of the London Philharmonic. We'll hear Robert Schumann's Symphony No. 3, The Rhenish, Boris Blacher's Variations on a Theme of Paganini, and Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 3 with Alexander Toradze as the piano soloist. Although the music of Boris Blacher appears with some frequency on European concert programs, it is much less familiar to audiences in the United States, even though Blacher himself taught at the Berkshire Music Center at Tanglewood in 1955 and was also composer-in-residence at Dartmouth College in 1966 and visiting composer with the Cleveland Orchestra in 1976. One of Blacher's first champions in America was George Sell, during the period when Sell was conductor of the Cleveland Orchestra. And it was the Cleveland Orchestra, in fact, which became the first major American orchestra to present an all-Blacher concert under Lauren Mazel's direction in 1976. Another American orchestra, the Louisville Orchestra, has also recorded several Blacher works. Among Blacher's most avid champions in Europe is today's guest conductor of the New York Philharmonic, Klaus Tennstedt. He has conducted Blacher's instrumental works and operas throughout Germany and in London. Blacher was born in China of German and Estonian parentage in January of 1903. Most of his youth was spent in China, where he began his musical studies. As a teenager, Blacher earned money making orchestrations of standard operas that were available in China only in piano score, making these orchestrations for performance by local opera orchestras. When he was 19, Blacher was sent to Berlin, not to study music, but architecture. After a few years, however, he decided he really wanted a career in music, and he transferred to Berlin's famous Hochschule für Musik, where he eventually became a member of the faculty. During the 1920s and early 30s, Blacher also earned extra income by orchestrating operettas and by composing film scores, including one for a biography of Bismarck. But as his music moved more and more towards atonality and linear severity, Blacher found himself out of favor with the musical dictates of Hitler's Third Reich. Blacher compounded his problems by writing his first opera, Fürstin Tarakanova, on a Russian subject. Its first performances in Wuppertal in 1941 were promptly canceled after Germany invaded the Soviet Union that year. Blacher's continuing problems with the Nazi authorities led to his dismissal from the Berlin Hochschule, and he was able only to secure a minor teaching job at the Dresden Conservatory until the end of the war. Blacher's fortunes began to change after the war, however. Recognizing the financial and production limitations of the post-war opera houses, Blacher concentrated on chamber operas that would require only a small number of singers, orchestral players, and stagehands. One such chamber opera, based on Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, was produced at Salzburg in 1947 and later in Vienna. Over the next several decades, Blacher continued to write operatic and instrumental works, many of them well-received in Europe. He also succeeded Werner Eck as director of the Berlin Hochschule für Musik in 1953. Blacher died in Berlin in 1975 at the age of 72. Blacher's Variations on a Theme of Paganini, with which Klaus Tennstedt begins today's New York Philharmonic concert, was composed in 1947, and it is the most frequently performed of Blacher's works internationally. The theme on which Blacher bases the composition is the same theme that Rachmaninoff used for his Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini and that Brahms used for two books of variations. In its original form, it is the 24th of Niccolò Paganini's Caprices for unaccompanied violin. Blacher's composition consists of 16 variations in various tempos and meters, climaxing with a prestissimo finale. It was introduced into the repertory of the New York Philharmonic under the direction of George Sell in 1954. And now here is Klaus Tennstedt to begin today's New York Philharmonic concert with Boris Blacher's Variations on a Theme of Paganini.
Thank you.
variations on a theme of Paganini by Boris Blacher has been performed by the New York Philharmonic under the direction of guest conductor Klaus Tennstedt, the opening work on today's Philharmonic broadcast concert. Although Klaus Tennstedt is best known as a conductor of the German 19th century repertory, especially Beethoven, Brahms, Mahler, and Bruckner, he has long conducted more contemporary works in Europe. Klaus Tennstedt has been recalled by the audience here in Avery Fisher Hall, and now once again he goes to the backstage area. In a recent interview published by Keynote magazine, Mr. Tennstedt mentioned Boris Blacher, Hans-Werner Henze, Bernd Alois Zimmermann, and Georg Ligeti among the 20th century composers he most favors. In just a few moments, following some rearrangement of the stage seating, today's concert, made possible by a grant from Exxon Corporation, we'll continue with Prokofiev's third piano concerto. The soloist will be Alexander Toradze.
Once there was a young child who dreamed of someday becoming the leader of a great symphony orchestra. He would rap gingerly on the kitchen table with his pencil baton, and his young imagination would take it from there. The make-believe orchestra before him would come to life, and off he would go into his favorite dream. Unfortunately, until a few years ago, few of these dreams ever came true. That's why, in 1973, the Exxon Arts Endowment Conductors Program was founded. In cities across the country, promising young conductors are getting not only the experience of leading a large orchestra, but also behind-the-scenes knowledge of what it takes to run one. The program is funded by Exxon and the National Endowment for the Arts, and administered by affiliate artists. So far, 38 gifted conductors have earned residencies with important American orchestras. 38 dreams turned into reality, and Exxon is proud to have helped make them come true.
To an even greater degree than Boris Blacher, Sergei Prokofiev experienced many personal and career ups and downs because of the political forces of his time. Prokofiev left his native Russia soon after the Communist Revolution, and he remained in exile for the next 14 years. Even after he returned to the Soviet Union in 1934, Prokofiev continued to have problems with the reigning cultural commissars, and he was several times officially criticized for writing un-Soviet music. That music, of course, has already survived both in and out of Russia, and it will no doubt continue to do so, with Prokofiev's name better and longer remembered than the names or policies of those who attacked him. Prokofiev began his third piano concerto during the dark days of World War I, in 1916 and 1917, just before the upheavals that overthrew the Russian Tsar and brought on the Soviet Revolution. But Prokofiev abandoned most of those first sketches when he settled in a small town along the coast of Brittany in northern France during the summer of 1921. Instead, he began almost from scratch to compose a bold, virtuosic, yet witty concerto that he himself could perform on a projected American tour later that year. And indeed, Prokofiev was the soloist for the Third Piano Concerto's premiere in December of 1921 with the Chicago Symphony, conducted by Frederick Stock. The following month, Prokofiev was again the soloist for the New York premiere at a concert of the New York Symphony, conducted by Albert Coates. The concerto has since gone on to become one of the most popular of all 20th century piano concertos. Today's soloist, Alexander Toradze, made his New York Philharmonic debut last season, substituting at short notice for an ill soloist. The 32-year-old pianist had already created a major stir in the 1977 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition, and a tour of the United States with the Los Angeles Philharmonic in 1983 also won him considerable acclaim for his performances of Prokofiev's second piano concerto. Alexander Toradze was born in Tbilisi in Soviet Georgia. His father, a composer, and his mother, an actress, encouraged his musical studies at an early age. Following study at both the Tbilisi and Moscow conservatories, Toradze toured extensively throughout the Soviet Union, Czechoslovakia, East Germany, France, and Italy. And he was a soloist with the Moscow Philharmonic during tour performances at New York's Carnegie Hall and Washington's Kennedy Center. In the late 1970s, Mr. Toradze decided not to return to his homeland, and he now resides permanently in the United States. The piano has now been moved into its position on the stage of Avery Fisher Hall, and we await the entrance of pianist Alexander Toradze and conductor Klaus Tennstedt. Here are Alexander Toradze and Klaus Tennstedt. In just a moment with the New York Philharmonic, they'll perform the Piano Concerto No. 3 in C major by Prokofiev.
Thank you.
The Concerto No. 3 for piano and orchestra by Sergei Prokofiev has been performed by Alexander Toradze. Soloist with the New York Philharmonic, Klaus Tennstedt conducting. At the conclusion of the performance, Mr. Toradze took the right arm of our conductor, Klaus Tennstedt, and raised it, signifying that he, our soloist, very much appreciated the accompaniment that Mr. Tennstedt and the New York Philharmonic gave him in that performance of the Prokofiev Concerto. As I mentioned before, we heard Prokofiev's Third. The concerto has long been one of the most popular of all 20th century piano concertos. Among the pianists who have performed it over the past 50 years with the New York Philharmonic are Nadia Reisenberg in 1944, Dimitri Mitropoulos in 1947, Van Cliburn in 1959, Gary Graffman in 1965, Gina Bachauer in 1970, Jeffrey Siegel in 1977, and Martha Argerich in 1978. A recording of Prokofiev's Third Piano Concerto by the New York Philharmonic with Dimitri Mitropoulos as both piano soloist and conductor has been issued privately by the New York Philharmonic as part of a series of recordings made available to contributors to the New York Philharmonic's annual fundraising Radiothons. Further information about the availability of remaining copies of this album is available only from the Philharmonic Radiothon office at Lincoln Center in New York. On the second part of today's program, Klaus Tennstedt will return to conduct the Symphony No. 3 by Robert Schumann, the composer's Rhenish Symphony. In just a few moments, guest conductor Klaus Tennstedt will return to conduct the New York Philharmonic in a performance of Robert Schumann's Symphony No. 3 in E-flat major, the closing work on today's broadcast concert, made possible throughout the United States by a grant from Exxon Corporation. Schumann composed his Rheinische, or Rhenish, symphony soon after moving to the Rhineland in 1850, just a few months after he turned 40. Schumann had been appointed conductor of the orchestra and chorus at Düsseldorf, and his newest symphony became a heartfelt glorification of the life, the landscape, and the spirit of the Rhineland. As Edward Downes points out in the New York Philharmonic program book for this concert, the symphony's exultant first movement reflects Schumann's confidence and happiness in his new surroundings. The second movement, an easygoing scherzo, originally bore Schumann's subtitle, Morning on the Rhine. The third movement is a graceful, lyric interlude in the traditionally songful manner of classical symphonies. The fourth movement recalls a solemn ceremony that Schumann attended in the Cologne Cathedral, a ceremony in which the Archbishop of Cologne was elevated to the rank of cardinal, and a ceremony that greatly impressed Schumann. The fifth and final movement has the mood of a colorful folk festival, culminating in the triumphant return of the theme from the preceding cathedral scene. Today's guest conductor, Klaus Tennstedt, has become one of the most critically acclaimed and popular conductors in both Europe and the United States over the past dozen years. He was born in Meeresburg, northwest of Leipzig, 59 years ago, the son of a violinist in the orchestra of nearby Halle. In 1941, at the age of 15, he enrolled in the Leipzig Conservatory, but his studies were interrupted by the war. After the war, the area in which he and his family lived became part of East Germany. Tennstedt was permitted to continue his music education, and in 1952, he conducted for the first time as a last-minute substitute for an ill conductor at the opera in Halle. Over the next two decades, Tennstedt conducted primarily in Dresden, Leipzig, and East Berlin. Then, in 1971, he and his wife, the singer Inge Kohlmann, left East Germany after a bureaucratic error resulted in their passports being stamped indefinite return. The Tennstedts decided to take that stamp literally, and they settled in the West with no intention of returning to East Germany. Tennstedt accepted a post with the West German Opera House at Kiel, north of Hamburg. 3 years later, an engagement with the Boston Symphony Orchestra brought exceptional critical and audience acclaim, and Tennstedt was soon being invited to conduct other major orchestras in both the United States and Europe. At about this time, Zubin Mehta also invited Tennstedt to conduct the Israel Philharmonic, and Tennstedt thus became the first non-Jewish German conductor to win widespread acclaim and popularity in Israel since that country was established following World War II. Klaus Tennstedt has been a regular guest conductor of the New York Philharmonic in recent years, and in 1983, he became principal conductor of the London Philharmonic. And now, we await the return to the podium of Klaus Tennstedt. Here is Klaus Tennstedt to conduct the New York Philharmonic in the Symphony No. 3 in E-flat major, the Rhenish Symphony by Robert Schumann. Thank you. The Symphony No. 3 in E-flat major by Robert Schumann, the composer's Rhenish Symphony, has been performed by the New York Philharmonic under the direction of guest conductor Klaus Tennstedt. The New York Philharmonic has recorded Schumann's Rhenish Symphony under Leonard Bernstein's direction as part of an integral set of all the Schumann symphonies for CBS Masterworks. Klaus Tennstedt has been recalled, now on the podium, having asked the musicians of the New York Philharmonic to rise. He bows to the audience here in Avery Fisher Hall. Klaus Tennstedt, too, has recorded Schumann's Rhenish Symphony with the Berlin Philharmonic for Angel Records. And once again, here is Klaus Tennstedt, recalled by the audience.